Hi, everyone. My name is Dan Patrick, proud to be your Lieutenant Governor. And I want to thank Pastor Rick Scarborough for inviting me to share a few words with you at your dinner tonight. I'm so sorry I couldn't be with you in person. This election, and we've heard this in our entire lives, is the most important election of our life. But this time, it truly is, because what is at stake is the future of our country. And for our group at this dinner tonight, it's really, in my view, about where God will be after November. Now, we know God will always be present in our lives. We know that no man can push God out of anywhere. But we are aware that the left would like to push God out of our society. They're trying to do it in every way that they can and have been for a long time. But right now, it's clearly obvious this election isn't even about Biden and Trump. It's not about Republicans and Democrats. It's about a segment of society that wants to march us towards socialism and Marxism. And in a country that focuses on those two values, there's no room for God in the culture. We know at the end of the day, God will always be victorious. And again, no man can push him out. We've seen empires try and they have all failed. But we don't want to see our country go through that misery of socialism or Marxism and this what will be a war between lightness and dark for another 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 10 years before everyone eventually falls to their knees and turns back to God. So we need you in the Christian community more than ever to register people to vote and get people out to vote and let them know what's at stake. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I know I speak at a lot of churches. It's never good to quote scripture to pastors. They know it backwards and forwards. But let me tell you how I read it. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn their face towards me and ask forgiveness for their sins, then I will hear them from heaven. I will forgive them of their sins and I will heal their land." Well, I think a lot of people who aren't pastors like yourself hear that and they think, well, if America will pray. No, what Chronicles says there in verses 7 to 14, if my people, some of the people are protesting out there against godly values and against God. Well, that's not the people God's talking about. It's not about the non-believers. It's not about those who oppose him. It's his people, the people who have already accepted him as their Lord and Savior. If my people who are called by my name, Christians, will humble themselves. So in other words, when I read that phrase, I think of it that what God is saying, hey, my flock, I need you to step up. I'm not focused on the others. I need my flock to step up and confess your sins. Because we know we're all sinners. We all have wickedness in our lives in some respect. So if we put ourselves above this, well, we don't have to ask for forgiveness because we're Christians, we're pastors, we're believers, we're public officials who stand on the foundation of the Word of God. That's not enough. If my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and turn their face to God. Because how many people in your church who you know are your believers have gotten off the track? I've been off the track from time to time. Maybe some of you in an earlier life got off the track. He's saying, I need all my people to ask for forgiveness for their sins. And if they ask forgiveness for their sins, I will hear my people from heaven. And then I will forgive them of their sins and heal their land. So I really think it's on us to make sure everyone in the church knows God's not looking for every American to say, oh, yes, God help. No, it's his people. So at this time, as we go through an election, I can't think of a more important time for your people and your church to understand that passage, as I know you do. I'm preaching it everywhere I go. At every event I go to, because I really think that this election comes down not to who has more money in their campaign fund, not who wins a debate, not who has a better organization. It's going to come down to Christians in this country saying, we will not become another failed nation. Because, you know, if you look at the history of mankind, almost every nation in the world, every empire has failed between 240 and 260 years. Many right at 250. And in 6 more years, that will be our 250th anniversary, 2026. Whether it was the Assyrians or the Persians or the Romans or the Greeks or the Brits, they all lasted about 250 years. And what do they all have in common? They either didn't believe in God to begin with, or they turned their back from God at some time in their empire. The only nation that has survived more than 250 years, the only empire, is Israel. Because they still teach their people the Torah. They still teach their people their message from God that they believe in. And they're still standing. So is America going to join Israel? Because we bring our people back and our children back to worship God? Or are we going to be like the Persians and the Greeks and the Romans and the Brits and all that have turned away? You know, if you look through the history of nations, it usually starts out with bondage. And after bondage, it turns into spiritual awakening. And that turns into courage. And that turns into building a commerce. And then that turns into abundance. And that turns into apathy. And that turns into dependence and back to bondage. About 10 generations, 250 years. So America is right here. Are we going to be like these other nations and these other empires? Or are we, as people who are called by His name, are we going to stand up and fight for what we believe? Not for political reasons, but because one party stands to protect life. One party stands to protect the family unit. One party stands for religious freedom. And the other party opposes all three of those. Look how many churches have been shut down by Democrat governors all over this country. Open a casino, shut down the church. Tells you all you need to know. So I want you to pray about this, to think about this, that God has called you at this time in your ministry to make sure that we awaken all Christians to the verse of 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people. And I would say to any person I believe is one of His people, you have to vote. It doesn't matter what anybody tweets or texts, or it doesn't matter about personalities. It doesn't matter about who you voted for in the past. If you believe in Christian values, if you believe this is a Christ-led nation and not a Marxist-led nation, then you have to ask them to go vote. Not for a party, not for a man, but for the values that they believe in and for a godly country. So thank you for allowing me a few minutes to visit with you at this dinner. I appreciate all that you do. God bless you. Pastor Rick, God bless you for all you've done to get the pastors to wake up the church. Because if we're going to wake up, if we don't do it in the next 90-some days, America may be asleep a long time. Thank you, and good night.